Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, and you can listen to us no matter where you are in the world. Live online, go to rightsideradio.org. Click Listen Live, and wherever you is, there we is. Hey, folks, listen, I got to also tell you, if you want to advertise on Right Side Radio, if you've ever thought, man, I want to be part of that team, we've got several folks that have just recently signed up. They'll be coming on board here in the next couple of days. But Right Side Radio has the best advertising team of anybody I've ever heard on the radio, and I love it. And I know so many of them personally. And listen, if you want to be a part of that, again, go to rightsideradio.org. Just literally click on the contact, and you'll find the number for Bobby. My brother Bobby will help you out and literally get you signed up to be a member of the team. Love doing what we do and love the team that we've got here at Right Side. So, and listen, one of those, let me just tell you this real quickly, too. One of those folks that I do know personally, ZLA Solutions, I mean, you hear their ads all the time on the show. So ZLA Solutions literally puts people back to work on a daily basis, and, man, they're good at it. And like I said, I do know them. This is not like some company I read about somewhere. ZLA Solutions, they've been putting people back to work all over Alabama for quite a while now. And if you go to their website because you're looking for a job, go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. They've got jobs posted all over the state right now needing to be filled. If you're an employer looking to fill out your ranks, your workforce, go to ZLAUSA.com. They will do the recruiting. They'll do the drug testing, the background checks, and they'll put people in place for you. You know, it doesn't matter what it is, blue collar, white collar, no collar, they've got it going on. So just check them out, ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. All right, let's talk for a minute about what I kind of tongue-in-cheek referred to a little while ago as the COVID wars. Well, and I say that because the fights are getting more and more intense. They're literally, it's to the point that the media is even trying to almost pit family members against each other. Not trying. That's exactly what they're doing. The media wants you to believe that, you know, kids should fight back against their parents. And I mean, it's, in fact, I say that. Let me just say this too, first of all. Check your sources. When you've got a story and you look at it and go, huh, do I take it at face value? Wait a minute, what's the source? Well, right now, AL.com, I'll say this, AL.com is using sourcing that is so questionable. And I'm amazed by this. There's two of them out there right now. You've got reporters at AL.com that are working under grants from an organization called Report for America. And then you've got another reporter over there doing a quote-unquote investigative reporting, and he's funded by a grant from an organization called ProPublica. Who are these organizations? I'm getting back to my point about the COVID wars in a minute, but first of all, what I'm trying to tell you is check your sources. So literally, Report for America, if you look at Report for America, they're an organization or they're a program funded by something called the Ground Truth Project. And the Ground Truth Project is a left-leaning organization that funds left-leaning stories and reporters in newsrooms all over the... What they do is they go and they say, hey, AL.com, you having trouble paying your bills? How about this? We'll give you X amount of dollars to pay for some reporting for the next year. And what do they get for it? They get stories like the one I'm about to tell you about that literally pits families against each other. And then there's ProPublica. What is ProPublica? Well, ProPublica is a liberal organization that is in part funded by George Soros. And ProPublica puts people in the same positions where they do investigative reporting, quote unquote, investigative reporting, all over the nation. And right now, I'm looking at a story that was written. This is a 10-year-old story, by the way, by the Washington Examiner. It says that literally, they're calling this the, what the title of the article was, ProPublica is the left's biggest muckraker that you've never heard of. They go out there and they do what they can to destroy conservative principles. And they've got, George Soros gave them $250,000 in 2010 through his Open Society organization. And you've got other organizations that fund them to the tune of millions, like MoveOn.org and Citizens for a Strong Senate. These are all liberal organizations. And Center for American Progress, which is led by John Podesta, who led President-elect or President Barack Obama's transition team in 2008. I mean, literally, so you got ProPublica and Report for America, both funding reporters at AL.com, and then you wonder why their reporting comes out so liberal. I mean, there's a few good ones down there, but there's a few just knuckleheads, and one of them, I'm looking at a story. So yesterday I took issue with a story. I talked about it. I posted this one on Twitter today, too. Oh, gosh, who wrote this? Somebody named Cedar Antanasio, who's working for the AP and Report for America, and it's shared on AL.com as of today. The title of the story is Student Vaccine Campaigns Face Blowback. And the first thing it does is they interview a student in Alabama, allegedly, because they don't give his last name because he didn't want his last name to get out. But his name is Andrew, and apparently he goes to Hoover High School. And Andrew, it says in the opening of the story, Andrew wanted the COVID vaccine. Andrew signed up for the appointment in secret, but then told his parents at the last minute because he knew he had to have parental consent. They said no. Here's what the story says. So the story says Andrew cursed at his mother and father and called them idiots, at which point Andrew's dad grabbed him by the shirt collar. Andrew's response in the story, he grabbed my shirt and he yelled in my face, he's never done that before. Well, maybe because you cussed him and called him and his wife, your mother and father, idiots. Maybe you needed more than your shirt collar grabbed, kid. But the story goes on to champion Andrew and his willingness to take a stand for his own COVID vaccination. That's right. The whole story goes on to talk about the fact that parents are just getting in the way. Parents are just getting in the way of their students getting vaccinated. And listen, when I say this stuff, by the way, again, I'll say it. I am not anti-vax. If you have reviewed the vaccination and you want to go out there and talk to your doctor and make your medical decisions for yourself, that is your choice. That is your right. Do it. I got no issue with that. No judgment here. What I do have judgment on, though, is crap like this. Reporting that is designed to do nothing but tear down the families, tear down the fabric of our society, and literally say, hey, when that kid cussed out his parents, what were the parents thinking by getting mad when he did? Well, what do you mean, what were they thinking? They're thinking he's their kid. And they're thinking, what are you doing talking to us like this? And yet, at the end, Andrew won because his father went down and signed for him to get the COVID vaccine. And he goes on to talk about the fact that the Department of Public Health in Alabama has recanted its policies and said you do have to have parental consent to get a vaccine for a minor in the state of Alabama. Why is that controversial? All it's saying is that parents have a right to assist in the legal or in legal and medical decisions for their child. They should. That's part of the cultural COVID wars that we're facing right now. Under the guise of stopping the pandemic, this article tears down the very fabric of what it means to be a family. And that's wrong. And we've gone from, you know, as I look at this, we've gone from, here's one article by the Washington Examiner again. The title of it is From Trust the Science to Trust the Tyrants. And it goes on to say that there are large companies that are beginning to require their employees either to participate in weekly testing or else be vaccinated according to the mandates put out by the government. I got news. 100 workers is not that large of a company. You might think it is. I mean, there's some folks like me that have run small businesses that you know nowhere near 100. But in reality, the Small Business Administration, the NFIB, which is small business related, they don't look at 100 as being that big. We've gone from trust the science to trust the tyrants. And the president knows that he can't. But what's happening is we're seeing pushback all around, one of which is the pushback by our own attorney general. So yesterday I broke the news for you that our AG, Steve Marshall, thank God for him, our AG, Steve Marshall, has said, you know what, by God, no. And he issued a press release yesterday. I'll read you just one snippet of it. Attorney General Steve Marshall, quote, the vaccine mandate, the one by Biden, the vaccine mandate is unprecedented in its audacity and unlawful in its application. The Biden administration knows this full well. The state of Alabama will not allow such an authoritarian power grab to go unchecked. When they file their proposed rule, we will file our lawsuit. Yeah. There's what I was talking about earlier. You know that 10th Amendment to the Constitution? Look at that. It all comes back to the Constitution. States have a right to a say in what happens to the people and the property and the laws within their own states. It's a sovereign right. And our Attorney General, he's the general of our attorneys, is actually the Republican Attorney General's Association president. And I guarantee you, they are already sharpening up their legal knives right now to go after this thing. And they're waiting. But here's the thing. No one really knows how they're going to do this yet, this vaccine mandate. No one knows how it's going to work. I got a story right here that I'll come back from the break in a second. We're going to that short break right now. But this is almost getting funny. You got major corporations like Kellogg and Campbell's and Coca-Cola that are saying, Biden administration, how are you going to make this work? And they got questions. I'll tell you about those questions in a minute. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Man, I love this job. We'll be right back. Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. And you can listen to us live no matter where you are by going to rightsideradio.org and just clicking listen live. And no matter where you is, there we is. And by the way, if you miss a segment of a show like today's Right Side Way, if you want to hear what I said about being a conservative, just understand those things are also on the website. You can download this like in podcast form, like in 20 and 30 minute segments. If you miss an interview or something like that. And I'm checking right now, Copper, it's the wrong one. I'm looking at the wrong one. Hang on a second. Copper.
Yes.
Oh, Copper. How many podcast downloads do you think we have so far?
Ooh, nearly 5,000.
Girl, we're at 5,100 right now.
Oh, nice.
Come on. That's amazing. Praise God. That's good stuff. Y'all, yeah. That's good stuff. Well, listen, I'm just tickled with that. But hey, I'm just going to tell you, part of the reason is because we have so many listeners, and I do know that. And I do appreciate it, by the way. Thank you for that. As we go into this, let me say this. I'm about to tell you something that I think is just pretty cool. So I said there's companies that have questions. There's communities that have questions too, by the way. And I'm going to unpack this a little bit more. But let me just say this right up front. I know COVID is real. Do not think when I'm up here, sitting in the studio with a cup of coffee, eating chocolate and talking to you guys about life, do not think for a second that I am not saying that COVID ain't real or I haven't experienced it. I was just, literally, Charlene and I back in January were both laying on couches in our den with ice packs on our heads and thermometers in our mouths, feeling miserable and feeling like we had aged 20 years because we've had it. All right. It's real. I get it. I've got friends that are dealing with it right now. Right now. And the wrestling also, I've got folks that I know that I trust who were wrestling with the question of the vaccination or wrestling with the effects of the vaccination because sometimes it hits you kind of hard. And then I know there are other folks who are like, why haven't you gotten vaccinated? I mean, it's a discussion point that seems to be in everyone's lexicon right now. It's real. I get it. But folks, I'm just telling you, because there's a pandemic does not mean the Constitution comes to a screeching halt. That's the point that I'm trying to make. Your rights, your freedoms, life as we know it, all have to continue. If we allow this to happen, then what's the next thing that they'll use to curtail our freedoms? What's the next emergency? What's the next pandemic? What's the next crisis? Because if they realize they can get away with it on this one, they'll do it again. And they'll find ways to creep in there every time and curtail liberty until the point that they liberals, know that you can't say boo about it anymore. But one of the things that just happened that I think is hilarious, and I might even want to call the mayor of Orange Beach and get him on the show. But listen, here's the thing. Orange Beach Mayor Tony Kinnon was just, and I'm going to come back to that whole thing about companies having questions, but I want to say this one first because this to me is hilarious and it's also encouraging. So if you haven't already heard, October 7th through the 10th was going to be the Gulf Shores National Shrimp Festival. It's a big deal. It's a huge tourism draw. It's right towards the end of the summer season. The temperatures are great down there on our beautiful white sandy Gulf Coast beaches. And they're going to have the National Shrimp Festival, and the city of Gulf Shores decided to cancel it. Come on. The city of Gulf Shores decided to cancel it because they were hearing that some volunteers were concerned about having to spend their days exposed to thousands of patrons who are going to come down there and what that might mean. I wonder how many of those went to the, you know, hundreds of thousands who went and to Bryant-Denny Stadium or, you know, to any other football game in the past few weeks. I'm still not hearing about any super spreader events 2 weeks after the beginning of the NCAA football season. But all said and done, Gulf Shores canceled it. Well, right next door, Orange Beach mayor was ticked. So Tony Kinnon says, well, then here's what we're going to do. He issued an apology. He issued an apology in general. He said, please understand, we had nothing to do with the decision to cancel the outdoor events, so we're going to do our best to put together a good old-fashioned 1 or 2 day event on the same weekend of October 9th and 10th, which also includes the Brooks and Dunn concert at the Wharf and the Addams Family Musical Comedy Dinner Theater at the Orange Beach Event Center. And he went on to say, they're going to call it the Freedom Festival. I am loving that. You know what? I'm reaching out to Orange Beach Mayor Tony Kinnon and get him on the show because they deserve to have this promo to North Alabama so they can get some tourism dollars coming down there to the Freedom Festival. I hope they do call it the Freedom Festival. That just fires me up. So likely what we're seeing right now is Freedom Fest or Freedom Festival. I mean, they're going to have concerts. They're going to have tourism. They're going to have all kinds of stuff. And I hope the Airbnbs and the hotels and the restaurants are filled up. And Gulf Shores, that was a mistake on your part. And if you benefit from any tourism down there, it's going to be because Orange Beach decided to stand up. Well, listen, I got about a minute left. I can see the phones ringing. I wasn't going to take any calls right now, but I see Kenny from Huntsville. So Kenny from Huntsville's on Live 5. Copper, you go ahead and put him on through. Hey, Kenny, Phil Williams here from Right Side Radio. I got about 1 minute. What's on your mind, man? Did we lose Kenny?
No, I'm still here.
Oh, there you are. Hey, Kenny, Phil from Right Side, man. I got about 1 minute. What's on your mind, bud?
That's okay. Just want to say right quick, you might have already known this, but at the Arkansas-Tennessee game, there were 74,000 people at that, 74, at that game.
74,000. 74,000 yes, people in one place screaming and having a good time. 000. I mean, that's a hoot and a holler right there, isn't it? Hey, thanks, Kenny. Appreciate you calling in. Hey, listen, that's the thing. So that many people gathered together in one place in one stadium and screamed and yelled at the top of their lungs, and yet Gulf Shores canceled one of their biggest tourism events of the year, which had a dramatic impact right next door at Orange Beach. Well, I'm going to be reaching out to Orange Beach Mayor Tony Kinnon, tell him he wants to promote his Freedom Festival. He can come on Right Side Radio. We'll promo it with him. Phil Williams, News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM. That's the station. Right Side Radio, that's the show. Phil Williams, I'm the host, and we are Solid Conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.